asked everybody on the line to mute your phone, to mute your call in. To start off, we'll have Mayor Peary. We'll also have Dr. Catton, but we won't be getting reports from anybody else today. So for right now, we'll hand it over to our mayor.
Good afternoon, and welcome again, April 3rd, for the noon hour conference call. And again, thank you, everybody out there that's listening and dialed in. Dr. Kent, in respect of your time, we'll let you jump right into today's report.
Good morning. Thank you. So today, the Porcupine Health Unit has reported 5 new positive COVID-19 individuals across the district. 2 of these are males in their 60s, 2 are females in their 50s, and 1 is a female in her 30s. Of them at this time, we can report that 2 cases are contacts of another confirmed case and were already being followed, and 1 can be linked to individual, and we are grateful this individual followed all the appropriate precautions to ensure there was no potential exposure to the public or other community members. And the other cases we are continuing to investigate. However, as mentioned, when we cannot find a link to international travel or to a confirmed case, the concern and the assumption that we go with and the determination is local transmission. And so now our positive cases were at 28 overall circulating in our area, and we continue to advise people to take the proper precautions. Today, the Porcupine Health Unit COVID-19 information line remains open from 8:30 to 7:30 p.m., and the toll-free number has been provided everywhere on our website, on our Facebook page, and is shared with all of our community partners on a daily basis with our daily updates and our bulletin of our new cases. There are now COVID-19 assessment centers in Timmins, as well as Cochrane and Iroquois Falls. Please note that all assessment centers are conducted on an appointment basis, and we recommend individuals attempt the self-assessment tool online if they're able to, or connect with their primary care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit to work through an assessment and determine if an appointment is recommended. With the warmer weather coming, the Porcupine Health Unit reminds everyone to remain physical distancing when outside. Limit your time with others outside of your household at all times to stop the spread. And this is critically important as we go into warmer weather and we know the temptation to visit with other family and friends that you don't live with. And we ask that people please remain with their immediate household members only. COVID-19 is circulating in our area. We want everyone to continue to take the preventive measures to reduce the spread. Physical distancing, keeping at least 2 meters apart or 6 feet between yourself and others, is absolutely critical at this time. Everyone, not just travelers, please stay home if you're feeling ill in any way. Even if this just feels like a minor cold or a sniffle, please stay home. Your help can help keep someone else from getting more seriously ill. Find other ways to remain socially connected. Stay home and stay well. We're all in this together. And thank you for those that have been really following these recommendations, which we know are challenging at this time. Thank you. Merci. Miigwech.
Thank you, Dr. Catton. I'll ask the media if there's any questions for Dr. Catton.
Yes, I have one. It's Elena from the Daily Press.
Okay, go ahead, Elena.
Okay, actually, I have one clarifying question. One of the cases was reported as self-isolating, but when I checked the website, it said admitted to hospital. Was that case admitted to hospital after self-isolating, or was that just kind of like a misreporting?
Hi, Lena. The individual has now been admitted, yes, so the update was provided online.
Okay, got you. And then a second question, have there been any deaths? We're seeing the number of cases rising. Have there been any deaths so far in our region or in our health unit area?
That's something I'm not able to update at this point in time. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Go ahead, Maya.
Oh, sorry, I was just wondering, have we kind of caught up in that backlog of tests that we're being sent to Toronto, so we're getting more
accurate current testing now that with the results coming out?
Hi, thank you. Definitely. Well, the testing was always accurate, and I know sometimes it's just when we're speaking quickly, I often take different terms. But definitely we are seeing many results come in, and we are definitely seeing results come in more quickly with having Timmins on board as a site for testing completion.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? All right, hearing none, then I'll turn it over to Mayor Peary to make some comments on behalf of the city.
Okay, good afternoon. Today, the City of Timmins will declare a state of emergency. I've said before that we would declare the state of emergency when our healthcare system would be overwhelmed with the cases. That is not the case today. The other benefit we have with declaring a state of emergency is the ability, under the authority of that act, to provide WSIB coverage to volunteers. As you know, tomorrow we have a remarkable group of volunteers that will be stepping into the role of the Lord's Kitchen and serving three meals a day. We want to ensure that they have ultimately the highest level of protection that we have available to us. And that includes us extending our WSIB coverage to them. The other couple of reasons are, of course, that we want to be able to respond quickly as a city to conditions as they evolve. But the most important reason for the declaration of the state emergency today is, again, to raise public awareness regarding the gravity of this situation. You heard me talk yesterday about situations around the city where individuals were not respecting the serious nature of what's going on. So other governments have been pressed to issue numbers. Well, the City of Timmins has been running the same numbers, and we're going to release today the worst case scenario, Timmins-specific numbers. These are, again, based on the fact that we don't follow the recommendations of self-distancing. We don't follow wash your hands. We don't follow cough into your sleeve. And there's this. And obviously there's probability projections, and it's worst case scenario, and these can change. But this is what Timmins could look like. First date, April 7th, we could have 26 Timmins-specific COVID-19 cases by April 17th. I'm sorry, by April 7th, one or two in ICU. By April 14th, we could be up to 136 cases with eight or nine in ICU. By these worst case scenarios, the worst date would be May 1st. May 1st, we could be up to 1,553 cases in the city with 23 of these cases in ICU. These are not Porcupine Health Unit demographics. These are City of Timmins demographics. Now, this is the gravity of the situation we have in Timmins. We heard Dr. Canton's numbers released today. Four of those five new cases are within the City of Timmins. We can beat this. We can beat this if we all act together, doing exactly what we're supposed to do to knock that curve down. That's a phenomenal number of cases. It's a phenomenal number of people that could end up in Timmins ICU in the intensive care unit. We have to understand that a Timmins District Hospital is also a catchment area for everybody up the coast, the whole surrounding area. So we have to do our part in Timmins to control these numbers. This is serious, and we have to take it seriously. It isn't a laughing matter. It isn't a joke. Not a time to have a party. It's time. It's past the time to take this very, very seriously. Let's get this done. Thank you.
Thanks, Mayor Peary. Following the news conference, we'll update our website and share a media release specific to the declaration of a state of emergency. Do you have any questions from the media for the mayor?
Yeah, it's Bob.
Well, it's in effect now. The facts have been sent to the government. received confirmation from the government that received it. We sent that about at the, basically at the start of this news conference.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hi, it's
okay, Lydia. No more questions.
Hello?
Hi, Lydia.
Hi, may I ask a question?
Yep.
Mayor Peary, can you just call a state of emergency at any time, or what are you basing the state of emergency on, just the projected numbers, or...
As I said, Lydia, one of the authorities under the state of emergency is to extend WFID coverage to volunteers within the community, and we have a huge kickoff of volunteers tomorrow, and we want to ensure that they will have WFID coverage. Secondly, we want to raise the level of awareness in the community, and as I said yesterday, there's obviously groups that aren't taking it seriously, so declaring a state of emergency raises the awareness, hopefully, within our population, and we beat the worst-case scenario numbers that we did possible.
May I ask another question?
Yep.
What sort of steps, how will you enforce this, or will there be an increase in enforcement?
Enforcement under the state of emergency is basically the Quarantine Act. The authority that Quarantine Act comes from the Pork Plant Health Unit, the Medical Officer of Health, and I think we've got a couple layers of enforcement. One is through the Timmins Police Service. The Timmins Police Service will be doing everything in their power to enforce this Quarantine Act. And secondly, we've got bylaw enforcement officers that are sent out every time we see groups gathering in numbers that are not practicing safe social distance or numbers greater than the five dictated by the province.
Thank you. Unless there's somebody else, I might have another question, but I don't want to demand any airtime here.
From an enforcement point of view, the other thing that we're considering, and we're not putting it in place today, but we'll be considering installing a curfew. There's a lot of moving parts around that. We don't have all of the answers, but yes, we'll protect our population however possible. And curfew is one of those areas that we're talking about.
So that's something you're just talking about right now, or when do you think that
we'll
take effect?
Yeah, we're just talking about that right now. We have to talk to a lot of parties in relation to what this would look like within the city of Timmins.
And have there been any charges laid?
Oh, there's always charges laid. Unfortunately, as soon as there's been break-ins, there's been break and enters. And it's the usual course of events where these individuals are arrested, and quite frankly, I don't even think they get a seat warm in the jail before they're released under the catch and release policy we currently have in a criminal justice society.
Thank you.
Okay. Good to go.
Just for the work. Scenario numbers that you're giving, I guess, where are those coming from? Like, who put the formula together for it?
That's Maya. I can send you the link to this.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah, you're required. Okay. You'll get this information.
Okay.
Okay, we're all busy. No further questions. Let's get on with our day. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.